Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Skoda. We may not be made here, but everything about a Skoda is made for Ireland. Visit skoda.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. It's a great pleasure and honour to speak to you.
And I'm just looking at the end of your call. Have I to wish you congratulations because you're getting married?
Yes, unofficially. Unofficially. It really is as a business thing.
No, hang on. Are you actually going to go into the registry office and get married?
Yeah, well, no. We're going down to a friend's house in Tipperary and we've signed on the form and everything, you know, to get married here. But what I really rang, okay, Joe, was, and you kind of take the call, I've just come from the Mater Hospital.
Okay.
Been in this morning. I go in twice monthly to them. And to thank everyone in it, all the doctors, nurses and staff, they have been so kind to me.
Great.
9 years ago on Christmas Day, I was taken in on Stephen's Day, and everyone thought I was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought me back to life, and they nursed me for 4 weeks. Now, I almost lost my sight, and it was almost too late, but they rushed me in again, and they saved a bit of my sight, but they can't save any more. And they're always so nice to me, and they work so hard, you know, with the staff, and I wanted to thank them so much for all the work they do and give them praise. All hospitals would be the same, but the Mater, I'm just down the road from the Mater now, and they couldn't be nicer.
Okay, well, that's the Mater Hospital in Dublin. Okay, well said, and I hope you said it to them directly yourself, Matt.
Well, I love chatting to people,
okay,
so they got to know my first name, and we talk to each other like friends. A lot of them, when we go in, the doctors and nurses and everybody, they do, and they have time, they spend the time chatting, being human. And I do think in this day and age, a lot of the humanity is going out of people.
Okay, that'd be a general feeling. But Matt, can I ask you, I'm sorry for going back to this, you were getting married in the new year.
We'll get married on the 22nd, but I postponed it until the new year because it means travelling down the country. Weather could be bad.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
But you will be, in the eyes of the law, officially married to this man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he your partner, can I ask?
No, he's my best friend.
Why are you marrying your best friend?
Because he'd be part of my life when I die. And whatever I have, i.e. my home, no problems.
Okay.
He can have it.
So it's a way of avoiding extra tax.
Yeah. And I think if he's prepared to look after me in my old age, this will be my 85th Christmas on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a very good thing came into my head to say, nowadays, this is official. And he has an official divorce.
Yeah,
he has his own family as well.
Okay, but Matt, by the way, are you divorced or widowed or?
Oh no, I never married.
Okay.
Never married. Just
and is the man you're about to marry, with whom you do not have was he married before?
Oh yes, he was married, and he has a daughter, a talented daughter in London, and then he has a partner, and he has a lovely young daughter and son with them. They're grown up now, and he's officially divorced. And I thought, with the house, that's the easiest way.
Yeah, but hang on. Matt, if you marry this man, who you're only marrying, as you say, because he's your friend, and you want to you want to leave him the house, you will be.
Yeah.
Okay. So, say your new husband decides that, say, he meets someone. Is he gay?
No.
No. Okay.
Oh, no.
No. Neither.
No,
neither.
Did,
of you. Okay. Okay.
But say
he meets someone in the next year or two, a woman, and he wants to marry her. He can't marry her because he's already married to you, his best mate.
Yeah.
He knows that.
I'll be gone before then.
Yeah, but what about him?
At this stage.
Oh, yeah, he'd be widowed then. He'd be widowed.
No, I did ask him. There is a chance that some woman will come along. He said no. I was married once only. The last was just a partner. And if there is another woman, it'll be just a partner as well. So he said, I was clever enough to ask him that question, you know, if somebody comes along. But his life is given up to literary stage and film. He's making films every day down in County Clare, making an American thing over the other night.
Yeah,
and you went to see the play with James Connolly. in the museum. He was in that. There's a lot of stage work.
Okay, great stuff.
And the film.
And you say he has children. Does he? Do those children know he's getting married?
Yes, he told them. Yeah, and they're lovely. I'm friends with them as well. Great, I have been for years. His son is 22 now. Okay. His daughter was 21, and Rachel is 29. She was born to know at what.
Okay,
and
so
she's talented.
Okay, they haven't not that they should or would, but they haven't said that. Well, Daddy, you're not gay, and your new husband won't be gay, but you're getting married for the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think his daughter was just a little bit worried. There you are. When you're living with me, you never know what comes next.
Okay. Well, have a good Christmas. We'll pass on your kind regards to the Mater Hospital in Dublin as well.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Joe.
And a happy Christmas to you. And congratulations on your impending marriage. Okay.
And a happy Christmas to you all in there. You work very hard on that programme with all the calls. You really are. All the best, Joe. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks indeed, Matt. Michael O'Sullivan, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You are the man that's getting married to Matt.
I am.
And he told us... Oh, congratulations, by the way.
Thanks very much.
But you're getting married for what? Tax reasons?
Well, the thing is, I know Matt 29 years, same age as my own daughter. I know Matt for years. He lives in the same area as I've grown up in Stony Batter.
Okay.
And he's one of the nicest people anyone will ever meet. You were fortunate enough to meet him, Joe, believe it or not.
Was he? Okay, great.
Out the Ray Darcy show, he shook your hand on the way out.
Oh, lovely, yeah, okay.
That night, you know? And it's just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life.
And why are you getting married?
Well, what happened was Matt said to me, look, you know, I'm going to leave you the house, and I was saying, that's a nice idea, but because of the tax reasons, I'd have to pay half of that to the
government. Yeah.
I investigated, and I said, you know, because I heard of another friend of mine who got a £400,000 house during about 2008, and she did from an aunt. The thing was that she left it and didn't know what to do with it. Was she going to sell it? And eventually this crash came and the house fell below the value of 200,000. But when they came after for tax, they still said, no, when you got the house, it was worth 400,000.
Okay, so you've investigated. Yeah. What's the difference when you and Matt get married?
I'm a spouse then. The tax doesn't go to a spouse. In other words, a husband and wife or two partners.
Yeah.
If one dies, the house automatically goes to the partner.
Okay. And you have children?
I have three wonderful children.
Okay. And you've told them you're getting married to Matt?
I did, yeah.
And what did they say?
Well, two of
first of all, you said to them, lads, I'm getting married. And they said, yeah, what's the woman's name? Because you're not gay, are you? It's none of my business anyway.
No, but for this story,
it is, I suppose. Yeah, so they said, yeah, who's the woman? You said, no, I'm getting married to a man.
Yeah, I know. I thought, well, they know him. My kids know Matt a long, long time. Okay. The only one person I suppose was a little bit worried was Rachel, because she was thinking of things like the green card problem over in America, where you marry somebody and for green card, and then you're told, no, you can't get that. It's against the law to do it for that reason, you know.
Yeah, but Michael, say, and you have been married to a woman.
Yeah.
You're still interested.
I had a second relationship with a woman. Rachel's my first wife, ex-wife. And then I had two children with another lovely woman called Eileen. And,
But have you abandoned, if you marry Matt, which, sorry, you're getting married on the 22nd. If you marry Matt, does that not preclude you from having a relationship with a woman?
Not necessarily.
Okay, but would preclude you from marrying?
From marrying, but I'm separated now from the second girl.
Okay, if you meet, I don't know if you're currently going out with a woman, but if you meet a woman in the new year and you start having a relationship, are you going to tell her you're married to a man?
Probably so, of course, I have to tell her.
Okay. So you're going ahead. It's on the 22nd of December or January? December, is it?
It all depends on the weather and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to tip, okay.
Because we're going to tip and all that. So, the 22nd anyway, we're hoping.
Do you love Matt?
I love Matt.
But not in a sexual way?
Not in a sexual way, no.
And you're not marrying him because of that love?
Well, that's what Matt said at one of the days. I just said, that's not a bad idea. That's what I probably thought.
Okay, it was a good idea.
And I know him so long, and okay. Now I'm caring for him. I'm scared now, and
you're getting married, okay? To avoid that massive inheritance tax.
Well, the thing is, I'd have to if I get left the house. I mean, as I said, a friend of mine who lost the house. I said, "Second, that happens to me, another crash could come, and I'd be left with a board around my neck."
Okay, and you having a reception and.
Oh, what happened with that? So we're getting together down at a party in Cashel. Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations, Michael and Matt. That's Michael O'Sullivan. Thanks indeed. Okay, Laura Lee Davis, the BCO, Sheila Wheels on sound, Liam Murphy on research, Hugh Armour producer, and Angus McNally, the series producer. Ray Darcy is next.